This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's focus on two statements in our study of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:32 says, God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Philippians 2:6 says, Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. As God, he could never be something less than God, but he could lay aside the outward manifestation of being God. In John 17, Jesus prayed that the glory he evidently laid aside when he took upon himself the likeness of sinful man might be restored to him. The Father did not spare him from laying that glory aside, nor from taking on himself the likeness of sinful man, so he could become man's Savior. In verse 3, it says that God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in sinful man. The Bible Knowledge Commentary explains, Jesus was sent literally concerning or for sin. In other words, he came to do something about sin. What he did was to condemn it by his death on the cross, passed a judicial sentence on it, so that those in Christ are not condemned. Never having sinned himself, he was the perfect sacrifice lamb, making atonement for our sin and for enabling grace to maintain victory over sin in our daily walk. Take time to praise God for the fact that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That includes you, if you have received and trusted in Jesus Christ, our Lord.